It's 90.6, another cup of coffee with me, Isabel, and joining me in studio from Wide Horizon Hospice, Anne and Emma. Welcome.
Hello. Hi.
So, ladies, let's just get to Emma. You are now from the States, obviously. So, yes. Can you just give us a little bit of an intro on yourself?
Hi, my name's Emma. I'm from Los Angeles, California, and particularly a small town in between Malibu and Santa Monica. I'm getting my master's degree in public health, and I have an undergraduate degree in social work.
So what made you decide to come to South Africa?
This is my fourth time here to South Africa in the last 5 years. So I think I like it here a lot.
That's good.
Yeah, it's really pretty here. The food's amazing. I really like biltong. I call it biltong. I know it's biltong or however you say it. Yeah, I love South Africa.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I'm sure you are working quite hard at Wide Horizon Hospice?
Yes, a lot of grant writing. So I recently took a grant writing course and I'm trying to raise funds for Wide Horizon Hospice.
Oh, that's fantastic. So let's get to it, ladies. First up, Anne, let's find out about the CSI part of the misconception with hospice.
So CSI is your...
I have the word here for you. It is corporate social investment.
Corporate social investment. And the misconception that hospice does not fall underneath that. Because we're a non-profit organization, which basically means that we've been registered with SARS, we've been registered with all of the important bodies, in particular SARS, to say that we do fall under corporate socials. So if you give me 10,000 Rand, I can give you a Section 18A certificate. That means you can put that towards your tax. That also means that you can put that towards your BEE certificates and all of the other things that you need for corporates. I can give you Section 18As for anything that you give to us. So if you decide not to give us money, please give us money, but if you can't, then you come and do, say, you put in a borehole or you give us a water tank or something of value, then I can give you a Section 18A to that value, plus the labor that you've done, to ensure that you can claim that back from tax, and also that you can put that towards your BEE certificate or any of your other social development projects that you have within your company. That also means that we are listed as a non-profit, which means that any monies that we raise either goes to cross-subsidizing those patients and those people who can't afford it, and also means that all of us at hospice, I mean, Emma's fortunate enough to be here with us, and I'm very grateful to have her because she's actually working as a volunteer for me at the moment. She's doing an internship of sorts, but at the moment, I'm having people who can volunteer, and I can give you a Section 18A for those hours.
Okay. Just to get clarity on the Department of Health, you guys are not getting anything from them?
No, not a cent.
Okay. And this has been going on for months now?
We're well over a year now.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So no funding at all for hospice at the moment. So everything that you do is reliant on the community.
Everything that we do is reliant on the community, and everything we do is for the community. So everything that comes across our way that we can raise funds or we can do anything, also we also try and ask companies to... Freedom Paper is the latest one at the moment, and they give us a donation of toilet paper every month, and we go down there and collect it, and that means that I don't have to buy as much toilet paper, or I don't have to buy as much other items. So if you can't give me cash, or you don't necessarily want to give us cash, think about the other things we might need, and the other things we might need is endless.
Okay, but some of the other things that you need right now would include that clothes horse, which is still not being given. If someone maybe has one lying around at home that they're not using, it doesn't need to be new. That would be fantastic. Anything else that you really need at the moment?
We are looking for a cell phone at the moment. We're looking to be able to have a cell phone number that is attached to us so that we can have a 24-hour number that is actually constantly working. Dear Telkom, please can you fix our lines? So, yes, our landlines are working. But our internet is intermittent.
Okay, not ideal at all. Okay, so coming up, though, it's not all doom and gloom. There's some fun at the end of the month, so let's find out about that, shall we?
Yes. Oh, I want to tell you guys about an amazing event we're having at Wide Horizon Hospice. On June 25th, we are having a gender swap at Taste Buds. A gender swap is a fun way to come dressed as your partner or as your dream date. So ladies dress like a dude and gentlemen dress like a lady.
Can I go like Jason Momoa?
You can dress however you want.
Dream date, yeah.
Entry fee is 50 Rand and a wish list item. There will be specials on food and drinks. If you cannot come on the 25th, you can support us by buying a ticket and or dropping a wish list item off. There will be boxes at Taste Buds to drop off items till the 25th. Taste Buds is located on Henley Drive, right past the Echo petrol station. If you want to purchase a ticket beforehand, head over to Taste Buds.
Okay, so tickets are available. And if anybody's wondering what is on that wish list, just to give you an idea, it's all the regular stuff along with some other extra items. So you can go and check it out. It is on Facebook, on the Little Shop Around the Corner Hospice. That's on the Facebook page there. It's on Hospice's Facebook page. I've shared it. It's on 90.6's website. So lots of ways to go and see what is needed.
Yeah, and we're trying very hard to request the items that we use the most. So, and other than fresh items, so yes, we're always looking for some veggies and stuff like that, but if we're not going through the fresh items, it's tea, coffee, sugar, milk, earbuds, cotton wool.
Peanut butter.
Jam.
That clothes horse. Please, can somebody, even if you can give me the wooden dowels to make when I make a plan, I promise.
Okay. So desperation is up there. Oh, goodness. Anything else that is happening at White Horizon Hospice at the moment that we need to take note of?
So at the moment, we're running around busy doing granny stuff. The grannies have just been, so we're getting ready to do the next set with the grannies. We have 16 grannies who we look after. Emma saw them yesterday, and it's still my favorite day of the month. They sing, and they're happy, and they're cheerful, and they get their little food parcel, and they're just delighted with the world.
Okay, so they need anything material-wise that they can use to create some awesome items.
Yes, so they're looking for material and cloth and wool, and at the moment we're busy building a veggie garden. We'd like to be able to give them some seeds as well to take home. A lot of the grannies actually do grow their own veg at home, and so we're showing them how to grow certain items in our own garden so that they have a greater knowledge. But again, it's stuff like spinach, it's the things you can grow this time of the year, beetroot, spinach, a couple of onions, and all of those long-term crops. But the big one I'm always looking for is spinach because everybody loves it.
And it is good for you. So if anybody would like to find out about Wide Horizon Hospice, about the fundraiser, Shop Around the Corner, how do we get a hold of you?
Okay, so you can get a hold of us through our Facebook page, through our website, or you can phone us on 016-428-1410. Then I have an email address, hospicevol@lantic.net. That is only checked at the moment once a day. So if it's urgent, please phone. The phone is working. It's the internet that's not great at the moment. And then at 13 Casino Road, if all else fails, come and see us. It's a nice place. It's not what everybody thinks. We've recently had a little tea for our volunteers, and one of the ladies said to me, I really thought it was going to be depressing, and it's not.
Okay.
Because we were laughing and giggling and everything else, and she was quite surprised.
Oh, that's lovely. And Emma, thank you so much for popping in. Good luck with all the planning for the event, and then we'll chat again soon.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.